back with Jason Cole. He is the NFL writer extraordinaire for YahooSports.com, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jason, want to talk about the coaching openings now, and starting with the Browns and being one of seven teams looking to fill a coaching opening. Does that in itself create – is that a good thing or a bad thing? One could say it's a bad thing because it just makes it so much harder maybe to get the best guy because you've got competition. But sometimes competition – can breed the best, where the candidates can, you know, play one off against another, and you could end up with a very good candidate just because there were other teams that were in the bidding.
I'm not sure, I'm not sure whether, being one of three teams looking for a guy or one of seven teams looking for a guy is what I worry about so much as do you recognize what your talent is and how you're going to make use of that talent with who the next coach is and who the general manager is? I'm assuming, based on how I'm reading the tea leaves on this one, that the coach is going to be a very powerful coach, a very, magnetic, energetic, Chip Kelly type of guy. Maybe even the Nick Saban rumors are true, and we see that he gets back into this. We'll see what happens with this one. But I think it's going to be a powerful presence within the Browns that they eventually bring in, or that's the effort. And that person is going to overshadow the general manager. And the really key question then comes back to, okay, what kind of style of offense are you going to play? Because the Browns have a lot of really good pieces right now. I really like Josh Gordon. Okay, Greg Little's interesting. Okay, Trent Richardson. The offensive line is good. The defense is coming along. Now, Tom Heckert Jr. did a pretty nice job of assembling some pretty good talent here. And the fact that he didn't work well with Joe Banner, everybody understands that. But you got to, and now you're at a stage where you just got to move along. But how is that talent going to be utilized and what kind of system? So I'd be really careful about that, making sure that you match up the right person with how this is. Otherwise, you can end up going backwards in some very significant ways if you don't have a good match between the coach and his philosophy and what the talent is.
And I think the other thing is, and you heard Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner talk about this at the news conference when right after the firings of Pat Shurmur and Tom Heckert, was that you want to get the right guy. They don't want to get up here and do this 2 years later. And I think the other thing that's been talked about is by a lot of by the fan base, the jaded fans among the Browns, and there's going to be a lot of those because this team has perpetually struggled, saying, well, this is what this team does time after time: change coaches, change front office, doesn't have continuity. But I think it's unfair to connect a new owner to that, because that was happening with previous ownership. And I think Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner bring in a whole different perspective than I think this organization has had. And I think for them, this week, this past Monday, represented starting anew. This was their new year. This was really the fresh start for them, the official fresh. Even though they've been in the building since both of them since the middle of the season, I think it's just a different feel now, and that they were setting a new agenda for this organization.
We all know what Randy Lerner was. Randy Lerner ran the team. Took it over from his dad when his dad passed away. But Randy wasn't really interested in running the Browns on a day in and day out basis and leaving his imprint. That's why I hired Mike Holmgren. That's why he was always absent from owners' meetings. That's why he didn't really participate. That's why I ended up buying a soccer team. This was not his gig, and that's okay. And it's okay because he gave it over to somebody who does care about it and who wants to be really good and wants to find the right mix. And that's half the battle. Okay, so you have an owner who's into it. Whether Joe Banner works with whoever the general manager is, with whoever the coach is, that's got to play out. Mm-hmm. But if I was a Browns fan right now, I'd feel really good about what this team is trying, the direction it's going. Is it going to work? The odds are always against that, because guess what? It's really hard to do. It's not, this is not a simple process. even getting to the playoffs on a regular basis is not a simple process in this league. Okay, so you know, you hope for the best, but I think that the right mix of individuals who want to run the team is in place.
Right.
Give them their chance. Give them their chance, and you know, and be open minded about it. If you want to be jaded, I mean, shoot, go listen to politics.
Now, Jason, the other thing is just regarding the other teams that are searching for coaches and other coaches who are out there. I mean, some people have expressed some real shock, actually, that Lovie Smith, after a 10-win season, is a coaching free agent right now. And, you know, Ken Whisenhunt, I know they struggled in Arizona, but he's had some success. He had that team in a Super Bowl. As you look at some of the candidates that are out there, and maybe some of the other situations that are still sort of lingering that have coaches and front office people in place but maybe could change as things go forward, how do you see the rest of this playing out?
Well, I'm fascinated by the coaches that are out there and available. I think Lovie Smith is the best coach who's out there and available, and I'm kind of shocked that he's not getting more play. Problem is he's a defensive guy. And because you know, offensive guys always go to the head of the line because you want people to kind of run your offense and you know score a lot of points. That's what you know the regular season's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you know Ken Whisenhunt is going to get you know probably more chances than say a Lovie Smith. I like Ken Whisenhunt. I'm a little concerned about how he handled the quarterback position here, particularly this last season. I would like to really talk to him about how he sees developing a quarterback. Or whether I have to go get a veteran if I had him as a coach, so it's fascinating how that one plays out. Lovie Smith, you know, he's never been able to develop an offense. You know, gone through coordinators, gone through quarterbacks, never really you know settled on anyone. Offense never really improved from at best mediocre in the league. What I would want to hear from him is, okay, what's the plan on offense? And do you understand that we are in the most offensive-heavy era ever in the NFL, which is now a pass-happy league? What are you doing about that? You know, and I want to hear a really good plan from him if I went with him. I think there's still a lot of uncertainty around the league. I think that because there are seven openings, there really aren't enough quality candidates to go around. Some of these other jobs that were supposedly in play, you know, people talked about Ron Rivera in Carolina. They talked a little bit about Jim Schwartz up in Detroit. There's been some other jobs. You know, Rex Ryan with the Jets. He's supposedly safe, but you never know. I think that those will probably not change at this point in time because I think there's probably not the kind of quality candidates that people are looking at and saying, okay, I want to drop in and get this guy now. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to hold off. Hold off and at least go through another year, whether that's right or wrong. I think we've seen the major changes we're going to see. Maybe a guy like Scott Pioli gets fired in Kansas City if they end up hiring Andy Reid. But I don't see a lot of upheaval from here on out.
Okay. Well, Jason, appreciate the time and all the knowledge, and we will talk with you again down the road, my friend.
Anytime. Thanks, Vic.
He is Jason Cole from YahooSports.com joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.